Editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Matias de Goicoechea of Fiplex. Matias, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, thank you, Don. It's a pleasure.
So, Matias, one of the big challenges within certainly the public safety world is in-building communications and making sure that signals get inside building, whether it's for LMR or LTE. What is Fiplex doing to help address this?
Well, Fiplex, what we do is we are really constantly working on providing solutions for the AJs, or system integrators, in order to really extend their coverage into the buildings and really provide secure and reliable first responders communications.
Okay, and then I know you guys have tell us a little bit about what you've done in the past and then what you all are doing in terms of the new platform, Flex.
Yes, for sure. Well, Fiplex has been his entire life working on developing and bringing technology to the public safety world, just taking care that good communications are within the closed venues, buildings, subways, tunnels, stadiums. Fiplex it's bringing to the market our new Flex line of products, understanding that this line of product is the materialization of our wishes, following a concept that we are bringing to the market that it's better buildings, better businesses. Our former platform of products were providing excellent solutions, but this new Flex platform, it's the evolution, what we call the next generation of products that solve the different hurdles that the industry has in terms of the economics, the reliability, and the technology. This Flex platform really allows or provides the end users to satisfy the most demanding needs, provide reliable communications, and at the time that really support and understand the economics barriers that this type of implementation has.
Okay. And so in terms of flexibility, I mean, does this mean that it can handle LMR and LTE? And frankly, does it dictate whether it needs to be a BDA or a DAS solution? Can you talk a little bit about what Flex does?
Well, Flex does. Flex is it's a concept that means flexibility in terms of that the hardware, it's a software configurable and really allows to expand its capabilities from just the click of a mouse. At the same time, what it does, it provides the expandability to support from small to large requirements, from one band to multiple bands, from one technology to additional technologies, to more technologies like expanding to band 14 LTE. And it's a bridge also to start providing additional services while having the same installed infrastructure. The Flex also points to cover, but it's today another hurdle in the market that the system integrators know the HA needs to be RF experts. That's why Flex it's there. It's to solve all those issues and complexities that the public safety system has in terms of the reliability from the radio to the base station.
Okay. All right. So you guys are trying to simplify things for the jurisdictions, and then I guess at the bottom line, the key thing is that it works when public safety needs it the most. What do you guys do to make sure that you have, you know, truly mission critical performance in building?
Well, following our mandate that we must provide better buildings that will mean better business for everybody, for all the ecosystem, this product really, as I mentioned, really provides all the features and all the intelligence in order the system integrators and the AJs can rely that they will have communications available all the time. What happens is that the AJ often does not fully know what they need, and sometimes leads them to ask for less without realizing that instead of having solutions, they're having future source of problems. Today, the systems, the setup of the systems are very artisanal, which means that some important aspects are not considered, and it has serious consequences in the future. So what Flex is, Flex pulls down all those barriers that the system is, that the market is used to deal with, and really provide solid bridges for fail-proof systems that will prevent all the typical nasty effects that they are used to deal with, near fire effects or descents in the macro base station networks.
Okay, all right. And in terms of, always one of the big factors in any kind of deployment is, hey, how much is it going to cost me to put it in as a building owner? Can you talk a little bit about where Flex comes in compared to some of the other things that are out there in the market?
Well, the economics, it's always one of the key factors. And sometimes the economics tends to rule what it's being deployed, what it's being used. And what we are, with the concept of better buildings, better business, we are facing at the same time the industry three primary challenges that it has: performance, complexity, and economics. So we have all those covered. Providing more technology, providing more solutions, providing more advantages on the Flex case doesn't mean being more expensive.
Okay, all right. And again, since this handles both LMR and LTE, regardless of the migration path of that public safety entity, this is something that I can put it in once, and then for the most part, what I'm looking at are software upgrades as things change, as opposed to having to rip and replace entire systems.
That's right, yes. Part of the economics is how much labor I have to put on just to make this happen, and how much labor I'll have to consider while the network evolves. Flex addresses that, in terms that all the upgrades are available just from software upgrades that can be done remotely. At the same time, the remote control and ARM addressing, as well as system parameters and spectrum management, everything can be done remotely. So there is no need to invest in OPEX once you install the system, which is a particularly key feature of the Flex platform.
Okay.
At the time that some products can evolve into a different product, like BDA can evolve into a DAS repeater, and at the same time, different bands can be selected by just clicking with the mouse and not really going to the field and changing hardware, but which are the hidden costs that the traditional system used to have.
Okay, all right. And Certainly as a building owner, supplying, providing in-building coverage for public safety is important to me. But is there, a lot of building owners are looking at things to help them leverage greater bandwidth for people in the building and, frankly, machines in the building and sensors, such as what you need for smart buildings and things. Can the Flex platform support things like CBRS going in the future?
Yes, of course. This is another beauty of the Flex platform. Since being software-defined, it allows to start adding layers that provide different services on top of the LMR public safety and BAM 14 application, which is the core application for the Flex platform. The roadmap talks about CBRS, the roadmap talks about IoT, roadmap talks about interacting intelligently with the firearm systems. We understand that once we put our fit inside the building owner must feel comfortable that there is a platform that will address his present needs as well as his future needs on a very simple and low complexity and pre-reasonable economical way.
Okay. All right. Well, that's got to completely change the return on investment if you can add those other components to it. I would think that would be very compelling and make a big difference to the building owner. And then in terms of if I have a Fiplex system today, can I still use some of my existing components as I upgrade to the full Flex?
Well, that's a good question. We are always, all the time, together with our customers, with our system integrators, and that's one of the advantages. Most of our products can be turned into a Flex platform, while some others can be integrated as add-on products in order to reuse the existing hardware and not to lose that past CapEx investment. So this is part of our vision. We understand that bare buildings, it's a bare business, and this is a concept call that we are making to the market, because it's not something that Fiplex intends to do alone, but we are encouraging every stakeholder really to consider this vision that, as I said, solves the three primary challenges that this industry has: performance, complexity, and economics.
Well, it's a terrific vision, and congratulations. Oh, I did want to clarify, is the Flex available immediately, or is this something you all are announcing now and it'll be, available a while later?
No, it's available. The good thing that it's that as you properly addressed it on your last question, it's available, and it has a continuity from our actual generation of products that has been fail tested and approved and actually serving on the U.S. largest public safety networks and systems that are running today. So the Flex platform, it's available, and it's a seamless evolution of our actual technology to a more broader, simplistic, and easy to deal with platform.
All right. Well, Matthias, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and congratulations on the new Flex announcement.
No, thank you, Don. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I highly appreciate this time that you gave us to talk about our our evolution, our future.
Thank you.